little bit wet. I'm a little bit concerned with that compost on your breath. I'm a little bit high. I'm a little bit low. I'm up there with nonsense since you talk so goddamn slow.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. For now, to the people at home in the crowd, it keeps coming anyhow. Don't decoy your voice, don't make me ward the topic, cause that ain't gonna stop it.
Now we talk about sex on the radio and video shows. Many will know that anything goes. Pick a needle, press pause. Radio on. Will that stop us? I doubt it. Alright then, come on and spin.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk
all the good things at the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. To try make any man's eyes pop. Fellas drool like fools, but then again, they're only human. The chick was a hit, cause her body was a boomin'. No love, just sex. Follow nights with a check and a note that last night. Let's talk about sex.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome to Having Sex with Megan, Jordan, and Celine.
Yes. On 102.7 CILU, the radio.
And also online, luradio.ca/listen.
Yes. And if you're tuning in on Wednesday, hey. And if you're tuning in whenever, because you can also podcast it from luradio.ca. Hey.
Sup.
How you doing?
How you doing on this day?
How is the internet? What's that like? It's a spooky, horrible place.
It's an expansive. You could find anything.
Anything you want. Mm-hmm. Anything horrible. Anything nice.
Truly.
Precious.
Anything in between. How's everyone today?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Pretty good. Okay.
I had a family event all weekend. I had a family reunion.
Yum.
Okay.
So I was just interacting with 60 people I don't know, but who kept saying like, I love you. So nice to meet you. And I'm like, while I appreciate the emotions you are feeling, I am not prepared to love 60 new people.
Absolutely.
Right. That's a lot.
Suddenly. Right. So it was a lot. It was a lot. We had to like spend a lot of time together, obviously, because they're only in town for like 3 days. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot, but it was a nice thing. I got to like be at a lake and go in a sauna and jump in a lake. So it was nice.
Outdoorsy nice. Megan.
Yeah, she doesn't come out often, but when she does, she's ready for a sauna and the lake.
Yes. Love sauna, that. Lake, outdoors, yeah. Megan, we love. Where was it? Sorry.
It was at, okay, so like the Friday we went to Tony and Adam's and did like a drinks and snacks. They did like, what's it called? Past hors d'oeuvres?
What's okay.
It called? I don't know.
Waiters walk around with plates and they go, do you want a...
Oh, I think risotto that was ball. Just called serving orders. I don't know.
I don't know. But we were in a private room. They did all the like nice hors d'oeuvres. It was really nice. And then on
hors d'oeuvres.
Yes. And then on the Saturday we went to a cousin's camp. He's like he owned an insurance company, so he has like a big, huge camp he lives on.
Megan.
That we all fit on. Nice. Yeah, I know. I got the family has money. Who knew?
Megan, adopt me.
I know. Right? Yeah. I'm like, adopt me. You're related to me. Why don't I know this? What's going on? Yeah. And then today we did like we went to church and then we did brunch at the Prince Arthur, which was actually delicious.
Oh. Yeah, no, it's That's super cute. Good there.
I've never been there before, so I'm definitely gonna have to make that a stop for brunch. Mm-hmm.
No,
more
your restaurant's
often.
Real tasty.
But yeah, it was cute. It was a cute weekend. It was very busy. I'm tired, but it was fun.
I feel that.
Yeah. Good.
Well, I did a bit of a road trip with my dad and my baby dog, cute. Who I love so much.
Love that.
Yeah, we drove from Sarnia to here, and we left on Saturday morning, and we got home this morning.
Wow.
All in one shot, so.
That is a lot of driving.
Yeah. She's tired.
Mm-hmm.
She's going through it, but she's here.
Nice. Amazing.
Cute. Mm-hmm. What's Sarnia like? I've heard it's horrible.
Okay. Honestly, yeah. I think it's called like the Chemical Valley or something.
Oh.
Like, there's like a lot of studies about, if you're interested.
I am.
I'm going to Google it later.
There's a First Nation called Omgenong.
Uh-huh.
And they were experiencing some like birth defecty kind of situations as a result of like the chemical runoff. So yeah, in case, you know, not to be a downer on this day, but
hey,
it's fascinating.
This show is about information. Whether it be negative or positive, we want to have it.
Knowledge is knowledge. Exactly.
That's wild though.
Geez, very beautiful place, but lots of chemicals, and sometimes there's sirens, you can't go outside, so it's fine.
Why
full like post Chernobyl Russia situation. Wow.
Also, when I first moved there, no one told me that that's what the siren was for, and I was like, wow, it's so nice out, no one's outside, let me go for a bike ride. It's like the air quality.
That's bananas.
So yeah, if I grow an extra limb, that's why, sis.
Okay, well, the one thing that I know about radiation and chemical poisoning like that is that it won't affect you, it'll affect your children, so you're fine. But your kids won't be.
Yeah. So just watch them eggs.
Freeze them now, okay, while they're still good.
While you're so young and like making new ones all the time. Perfection.
true. Yeah, what did I do? I think I just worked again. Sorry, guys, I'm living a boring life.
Well, no, but that's what you do.
Yeah.
You have to do that to live.
Yeah, I do have to do that to live. There you go. Mm-hmm. I'm blonde now.
It's so different. Guys, look up, Google a picture.
Don't, actually. If you Google my name, first of all, you're going to see a basketball player who I am competing with for fame. He's winning. It's not doing well for me.
He's been working since he was 5 to be a basketball player, so you'll get there. You just have some more time.
He's like talented, and
he
like
had a leg up.
And then you'll eventually see a picture of me that's just like a really bad photo. It's just not good.
Temptation.
It's not cute.
Why is it a not a good photo?
It's just like not a good photo of me. Like I didn't.
But
look
where
my
is
best.
It from? Why is that the one it has?
I don't want to like.
Is it from a school thing, like when you were a teen?
No, it's from like a professional thing. Like it's a good, technically it's a good photo.
Like quality-wise, it's
quality-wise, it's great.
1,000
Composition, well done.
Right.
It's the subject of the photo, me.
It's not your favorite. It's not your favorite version of you.
Exactly.
You got to make like a public Facebook or a LinkedIn or something so that you get a new picture.
Just currently trying to find this.
How
photo.
Dare you? It's not good. And you know what? I wasn't living my best life at the time. I am now.
Okay, so what you're going to do is instead look for Jordan Tucker on Instagram. And that'll be the one.
What is it? Let me see. She's kind of blonde, though.
She has lighter hair, but it's not.
Oh,
it's
like
just
a streak.
Not a good photo.
I remember that haircut.
This is pre-cosmetic surgery, Jordan. So.
Oh, yeah. So it's different.
Yeah.
Go instead onto Instagram and look for Jordan Tucker.
All my
There's
beauty.
The pictures. And also, please follow for follow.
Also, hit that follow button. I will not follow back because I am the worst.
Love that.
But we'll enjoy your follow. Thank you so much. Incredible. Incredible.
In other news, I am currently hooking up with a new man.
Ooh.
But I'm not ready to talk about that one yet.
Stay tuned.
That's okay. But that's what you did this weekend.
Yeah, that is what I did this weekend.
So there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. From Thursday onward.
She's busy.
Hey, fam. What's up? Yeah, cool. Up to date. Great.
Now we know what we did with our lives.
Sorry.
Thanks. Love that.
What are we... What's happening today? Are we all, like, feeling good and grand? Did we... Yeah?
Yeah,
some
you know.
Funky
yeah.
French?
It's warm. Ooh. In the booth, as per usual in the summer.
Okay.
We actually all kind of dressed for it, I would say, this week. Sometimes one of us is like wearing pants and I'm like, honey, that's not going to happen for you. But today we all dressed for the heat, so I think we'll be okay.
We all wore minimal clothing. Good job, everybody.
Yes.
Cool. Good stuff. Well, then in that case, I have a question.
Okay.
To pose to the two of you. If that's okay.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know what happened with the vocal fry, but it's there now. Okay, here's my question for you. What is, in your opinion, off the top of your head, off the cuff, if you will, what is the sexiest tattoo image?
Okay.
Or also placement.
Or a hot combo, or both.
Yeah. Wow. Or maybe neither. Maybe you have a better idea. Even
that's not placement or subject
question.
Matter.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Depends on who it's on.
This
could be your answer.
This is a free world. I mean, that's not true, but it's your world.
So. It's our radio show. That's what it is.
That's what
it's
I
our
mean.
Radio
that's
show.
That's what I mean. It's my show, not yours. Yeah.
This is tricky.
Sexiest tattoo, placement, image. What are we thinking?
Well, I would say nothing culturally appropriative.
Big yes. Big yes to that one. Absolutely.
All right. Can you give some examples for the people?
Okay, the dream catcher tattoo. Okay.
Yes.
Sis, you're misinformed, okay? Do not put a dream catcher on your body. Like,
no.
First of all, look up what that is for.
What it does, yeah. And then you're putting one on you.
Yeah, and then I'm also like, girl, no, that's, you're just literally drawing things to you at that point.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, okay. You're drawing negative energy and negative literal dreams onto you.
Okay, I'm not well-versed in the dream catcher.
And also, they're not even, like, really meant for adult people. They're usually for children. Yeah, okay. Because then when you're older, then you can interpret your dreams like good or bad.
Right.
So like, misinformed.
Yeah.
Good. First of all.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that.
It's usually misuse a lot of the time with culturally appropriative tattoos. They're like, it's just pretty. And it's like, but if you actually did your research and learned what it was about, you wouldn't put it on your body.
Right.
Nor would you do that.
Right.
Yeah.
So what you're saying then is that we should be putting dream catcher tattoos on children, not adults. Is that the takeaway?
Exactly. Yes.
All right.
And also like naked women, not here for it personally.
No.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Unless you're a woman.
Okay.
That's an interesting, possibly controversial take.
See, no,
that,
totally is.
That's
I'm
an
like,
interesting
hey, go
take.
For it.
I saw one. Okay, it wasn't a naked woman. It was a pinup style where they're like kind of exaggerated, but it was a guy and he had it done of his wife. So it was like not exactly how she looked, but they had like exaggerated her features, but she was wearing an outfit she usually wears.
Oh.
I was like, this is an interesting interpretation of a pinup because it's of someone you know, quote unquote, but it's not them because it's not like a portrait.
Right. It's like almost like a caricature.
Yeah, kind of. So I was like,
you've tweaked the image.
You tweaked the image.
You photoshopped your wife.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of like, that seems a little like obviously you asked your wife, I would hope.
Yeah.
But like still it's kind of like.
And surprised her and she loved it maybe. Hey.
Maybe. Perhaps. It's totally possible. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, now that you say that, I don't know about a naked woman tattoo.
See, here's my thought. Only because I have like a very like. I don't know what to call the style of my tattoo.
Abstract?
Yeah, it's really abstract and it's naked people.
Right,
but it's two naked men. And then I was going to get naked women on the other. I have a tattoo on one of my arms of two naked men kissing. It's all in one line. It's very abstract and you can't really tell what it is until you look at it for a hot second.
Yes.
And I was going to do the same thing on the other side, but with two women.
Right.
How are you feeling?
So I think that is like cute and like...
Okay.
Has a statement, you know?
Sure.
Has a purpose.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't...
You can tell me right to my face that you don't like
it. No, I like it. I just don't like straight men putting naked women on their body.
Okay.
That's
interesting.
I feel
where you're coming
exploitative
from.
And ownership-y and
absolutely.
Yucky.
Absolutely.
I could see that.
But,
and like,
that's an opinion.
No, it totally is, and it's
totally
valid.
And the interesting thing about that is, like, I can't think of a tattoo I've seen of, like, a naked or semi-nude man on a woman. I don't think
Precisely.
I've ever seen that.
Right.
So
right.
I'm like, it's interesting that we're like, the female form is something to be, like, it's like an ornament on people's bodies. And it's like something people want to look at. But like, we're not going to ever do that with a male presenting body. It's interesting.
Hypothetically, say someone dead. What are you thinking when you think naked woman on a man's body? Like, just describe the tattoo. Just
like a
pin-up-y
thing.
Pin-up-y thing.
Or like a native woman with like a headdress on and no clothes and like maybe a dream catcher on the side. It's very specific.
Some kind of like sexy
right
Pocahontas
now.
Idea.
Right.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay. Okay. So then, like, let's say, let's just make a man.
Yeah.
Swap around,
yeah, just like swap it. Are we having the same kind of feeling of ew?
Same kind of feeling if it's someone in a headdress, if it's the same kind of picture.
Okay.
But if it was just a naked man, I just can't picture it.
Right.
I can't picture it happening is the thing. So I can't I don't know my feelings about it because
right.
I can't see that happening.
And then at that point I'm like, okay, that must be a statement that you're like clearly thinking on the same line as me, right? That you want to like take back then.
Yeah, maybe.
That moment.
Yeah.
Maybe. Interesting. I love that you said that now because that Thank you.
I'm very much going to think about it. Yeah.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Megan, what are you thinking? Sexiest tattoo placement?
I mean, I think that the lower back tattoo has a bad rap.
I love what is often referred to as a tramp stamp.
Yeah. I think it's a really, like, lovely area on a body. I think it's a really, and it's, like, hidden a lot of the time. So you get to, like, only see it when someone's wearing a bathing suit or a low-cut pair of pants. Mm-hmm. And they can show it when they want to. And I think a lot of people choose a really cute design for that. Like, I love a butterfly.
Yes, 90s. As,
I just think it's so cute. It's just so, like, sensual and, like, accentuates the most, I would argue, sexy part of a woman's body. Like, one of the more.
Sure.
Yeah. That. I like that. Never considered, but now I'm kind of into it.
No, yeah. I like a lower back tattoo. I think they're really cute.
Yeah. And they got a bad rap. Yeah, I think they get a bad rap.
Yes.
Yeah, they get a bad rap, and I don't think they should have that, because, like, fair. If you want to have a sexy tattoo, have a sexy tattoo. People shouldn't shame you for that.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you should only get meaningful tattoos. Get out of here with that. No.
Okay, yeah, no. That's,
have whatever you want.
In 2019, no one cares about a meaningful tattoo.
Yeah, exactly.
Anymore.
I think that's
beautiful
pretty.
Beautiful if it is.
Yeah.
Yes, but exactly. We're also getting silly things on us.
Yes. I mean, sometimes I'm going to admit a, like, cool looking tribal tattoo on a man, like if it's on like a pec to a bicep.
A cool looking tribal tattoo.
You know how there are some that just look bad?
Right. Here's my thought.
Yeah.
Is that, like, even if the artist is just kind of like making up the design.
Sure.
I don't know where the line is between the appropriation of like a specific tribal design and just an artist creating a design that has the same kind of style as a tribal design. You know
but
what I mean?
But even then, it's like, obviously you drew inspiration from that. You didn't just pop it out of your head.
Yes.
So my only thought on that one is, fair like, enough. Where is that line to be drawn? And, and like, I don't know. It's just, that's not an area that I want to, like,
traverse.
And
yeah,
also,
not at this point. Not until someone makes a clear line.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Well, and also, art is so, like, subjective and, like, hard to.
That too.
Understand.
Also, a lot of people with tribal tattoos
is.
Bullied me, so I'm like, no.
Yeah, it tends to be on a certain type of person where I'm like, I don't like you as a person, but that does look nice on your body. I like the way it frames.
Yeah.
I would appreciate if you used a Sharpie and then washed it off before I saw you with that on.
Yeah.
That's what I would appreciate.
Bold. I'm down.
Because most of the time, people who have, like, culturally significant tattoos, they go through, like, a process. Like, it's as a... How do you say it? Like a rite of passage kind of thing?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Like at the end
meaningful.
Of something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you just choose, like, if Chad, you just choose to get that large thing on your pec and arm.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And, okay, you did that, but maybe you shouldn't have. Maybe you should have reconsidered that.
Yes.
Perhaps.
True. And, like,
fair.
I don't know. There's other... I just feel like there's ways of getting, like, that... The area that the tribal tattoo covers, whatever it may be, whether it's an arm, a forearm, a, like a...
Peck.
A chest plate tattoo or whatever.
Sure.
I feel like there are, like, there's just other design options.
Oh,
so,
true.
So don't, yeah, so that
so
you
many.
Don't even
true.
Have to, like, go into
yeah.
the territory of, like, is this appropriation?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So I guess, yeah, any tattoo that accentuates that part of the body then that maybe isn't tribal or interpreting
for
someone
sure.
else's cultural identity is... I like when it's, like, accentuating the body part it's on. It's not, like, just pasted on there.
Yeah, oh, no, totally. I love
I'm
that.
I'm down too. For that.
And absolutely. Also just, like, take the opportunity to reconnect to your own culture and your own roots.
Sure,
not
yeah,
someone
absolutely.
Else's, maybe.
Yeah.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
I was going to say the, like, I don't know what you would call it, but the, like, under breast.
It's technically called a sternum tattoo because that is still your sternum.
Okay, great. That's
am I a medical professional?
You
know,
like,
wow.
Yes,
you
terminology.
Are. You are.
I'm not, just by the way. I'm actually not.
No,
but,
she is. But... Everything she says is true and fact. So when she gives you advice, take it.
It is called, it's called an under breast tattoo or a sternum tattoo. But that thing that, like, curves under.
Yeah. Like the one
that,
like, Rihanna has. And it's very, like, it just accentuates kind of literally the shape of her breast. And every time I see it, I'm like, that's a perfect tattoo.
It's very good. Yeah.
I also really enjoy Rihanna has a gun on her ankle.
Yes.
And as much as I'm like, no one needs a gun, every time I see it, I'm like, it's both just kind of, like, super cool on her, and then also makes her ankle look very cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm like, cool, I love that. Well done.
There's this girl I follow on Instagram, and she has a lot of red ink tattoos.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And I just have a huge crush on her also. But she has, like, a gun on the side of her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is so
I
sensuous.
Love that.
I'm here for it.
Nice.
Yeah, the side of the breast is a really pretty spot to have a tattoo. Also, I think the idea of like hiding a tattoo and only showing it in certain moments makes it sexier.
Yeah, totally. This girl I work with has an underbreast tattoo that you can like never see. And then the other day she was wearing a crop top and she, like, was talking to me and like raised her arms at one point for like emphasis.
Yeah.
And her tattoo peeked out. I literally had to stop the conversation and be like, girl, your tattoo's awesome. It just made an appearance and it was like the coolest, just exposing it in that way. I was like, that's awesome.
I love that.
Great.
I also love a tattoo is like that kind of looks like jewelry. Like a lot of those underbreast tattoos are like lacy and have like jewels in them. Mm-hmm. I like that it looks like jewelry and you can like wear it with whatever outfit you're wearing and it just kind of goes. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, it does look like an adornment.
Kind of thing often.
Yeah, no, fun. I like them. Yeah. I kind of want one, but.
Yeah, I know.
I don't have money right now.
That's the thing, too. Tattoos are expensive.
Yeah, they're gorgeous, but I can't afford them.
Real. It's
tragic for me personally.
What a tale. What a sad tale.
Pardon me?
I'll give you one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a video on YouTube.
Yeah, and you're a medical professional, so what could go wrong?
Go buy some needles and some India ink at the dollar store or at like the craft store.
No, you can't. Can you?
You can definitely get ink at the craft store and needles, so yeah, probably. And you just need some thread.
Perfection.
I don't support that.
You don't support stick and poke tattoos?
You don't support me.
Do you know how many people have those? My goodness.
That just feels unsafe to me.
That's how a lot of tattoo artists get started.
Well,
you could be my start.
You could kick off Celine's career.
I don't want to.
Oh, okay.
Good to know. Good to know how you feel about that.
Keep going to school then.
Yeah. You know what?
Whatever. I guess. You don't want me to succeed or whatever. That's fine.
Oh my gosh. Wow. You know what?
Being attacked.
Take us to some news, please, Megan. Jeez.
In the news. Yes, recently. Revenge porn has been banned in New York State.
Good.
It is the 46th state to do so. So the only states that don't have a revenge porn ban are Massachusetts, Mississippi, South Carolina, and Wyoming.
Awesome. Can you clarify what revenge porn is for anyone who doesn't know?
I have the definition right here. It's making the malicious publication or sharing of an intimate image of a person without their consent.
Okay.
Mm.
Cool.
And this makes that illegal.
Good.
Love that.
People are like, cool, down. We love a law against revenge porn. It's a problem. It's it's a big part of people's freedom to act and freedom to express themselves sexually because they're always worried about the repercussion of someone maybe sending out an image that they don't want out there into the world and it affecting their life. In order to bring a lawsuit, the victim has to prove the person who published or shared the image did so with the purpose of harassing, alarming, or annoying the victim. So the problem with that is that sometimes people will use the excuse of, I just thought X was so beautiful, I wanted to share this image. It wasn't like to harm them or get them fired. And if someone says that and they can prove that it wasn't, or like the post had some kind of language to it that maybe indicates that, you can't really bring a lawsuit. So the problem is the intent, not the actual action.
Oh, so it's like if it wasn't malicious,
or
you can't prove it was malicious. It's always malicious. How dare you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a handful of other states, like Illinois, have laws that aren't about the language of or intent to harm. The focus is instead on whether the image is shared without consent, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is that a lot of people are bringing lawsuits against that law because they think their freedom of speech is being stopped. This is always the problem, is that when you stop people from doing something because it's hurting someone else, they say, but my freedom of speech, I should be able to say what I want, and then you can react, but I should be able to say it first. And it's like, no, I don't really agree with that, but that's what's going on right now with those laws. A lot of them are being challenged in court because people are sharing pictures of their partners or themselves and their partners. Their partners are being like, hey, or their ex-partners are being like, I don't like that, stop. And they're going, well, freedom of speech, I can share pictures if I want to. I'm allowed to say what I want to say.
Yeah.
The question becomes both whether you're allowed to do that and if images are speech. So it's kind of a messy area. But yeah. So there is now a law in New York.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people are like, this is a good first step. I don't think it's a perfect law. It's obviously going to need to be amended because intent is very hard to prove.
Yeah.
And therefore, a lot of people aren't going to get their issues resolved.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good first step in making sure this isn't going on.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like oh my gosh, sorry.
How
I'm
do you feel?
So like grossed out.
Yeah, it's not nice.
I feel like the victim likelihood of it is more important than the intent. Like, I don't care that you thought you were being cute by posting it up on social media.
I was hurt, damaged, threatened.
I didn't tell you that that was okay. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have done it.
Yes.
Yeah, like, even if it's not, like, I don't know how law works, but like, I'm not suing you at this point or whatever to get you like in trouble for, like, when it's that scenario, it's not like you should be in trouble because you posted revenge porn. It's like not even really revenge porn at that point. It's like, no, you still just took advantage of me, and like you need to be kind of reprimanded for that, whether it's like you pay a fine or whatever, you know? Like,
it's harm to another person rather than what you were doing. Just, you harmed someone else.
You shouldn't do that, and you need to know. That's like,
that's no bueno.
I agree. Yep.
I saw this viral tweet that was like, my cousin, her ex posted this revenge porn, whatever, about her, and then she sued him and like was taking the year off work and school and like traveling, and I'm like, yes, secure the exit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice for her.
Mm-hmm.
All worked
and she
out.
Was like, my cousin was crying, and I told her, no, you go get your money, girl. And I was like,
yeah. I love that. Band
together. Evolving. Take them down.
Yes, take them down.
But yeah, good for Illinois, though. That one sounds way better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a couple of states that have similar laws, but yeah, they're getting, obviously every law gets challenged in court when people are like, I want to do what I want to do. And it's like, well, these laws are here to protect people, so you can't do what you want to do.
Would you, I don't know that our opinions on it really are matter to the courts, but do you think that you would consider, like, an image speech in, like, free, I don't know. Because it's
kind of
the thing, it said, like, an image, or that was part of it.
Because they're saying that free speech.
Free speech, right.
I should be able to say whatever I want. It's like, that's not you saying something.
Yeah.
And also, it's not necessarily, I guess it kind of also depends on, like, are you in the image? Or is it just an image of someone else? That kind of complicates it a lot, I would assume. But, like, if you're posting, if you think about, like, publications that put pictures up of people, like magazines, they have to pay to use someone's face for fair use. But pay that's because they're making money off it. If you're not making money off it, the laws are completely different.
Right.
Because it's now free speech instead of making money.
It's still my naked body.
Exactly. Right. So you can't, I don't think it is speech, and I don't think you should be allowed to just post pictures of people anywhere and be like, well, this is a statement. It's not. I don't think it is.
Images could be speech, but I don't think images of other people are your speech.
Yes,
right?
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
That's fair. That's a fair way to kind of wrap that one.
It's
other people is not your speech.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Like that. Thank you. Thank you, Celine.
No problem.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, we have to go to a quick break, and we're going to throw on a song for you. I have a real nice oldie for you.
A good throwback. Yes.
So we will be back with some more in just a hot moment.
CILU is sponsored in part by the Students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk in Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
Okay.
And we're back.
Hello.
On 102.7 CILU. You were listening to Decode by Paramore.
Obviously.
The best.
If you don't know it, we're not friends.
You're obviously not our age if you don't know it.
That too.
So sad.
From the Twilight motion picture soundtrack.
Yes. Mm.
That song, I think, was nominated for a Grammy.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure.
And then the
second song there for you was Patterns by, I think it's Nasea and Sarah Diamond, who's from Montreal.
Nice.
Oh, cute.
Love that.
We love Canada.
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Are Paramore Canadian? No. Yes? No.
No, Paramore aren't Canadian. They're from Nashville.
Wow, Megan with the facts.
Yeah.
I was one of those punk kids. So I was angry. I was angry, and Paramore was also angry. So it was good.
You're angry.
A match made in heaven.
Yes.
All right. What are we doing now?
Yay. We are doing the most fun taste test of a bunch of flavored lubes and condoms that we found.
And dental dams.
Right. A snack.
Because we were talking about, we like have a commune after the show and talk about stuff so we can figure out what we're talking about on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, I've never seen a dental dam that wasn't flavored.
And I didn't find one that wasn't
flavored. Exactly. And we were like, and nothing tastes good. None of the flavored stuff tastes good. And we were like, yeah, no, it doesn't. We should do a live taste test on air.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing.
Live taste test.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I mean, like, we're just going to dive in. I have...
Yeah, what's first?
Okay. I have a dental dam. It is... it doesn't have any branding on it. It just says, one latex dental dam. Great.
Brandless.
Such a niche market that it's, like, not even a competitive situation.
No. Truly.
Just like a dental dam.
Comes in a Ziploc bag.
Yes, correct.
Resealable. We love a resealable product.
You know.
Open up the little like book that it comes in, and basically what you have is legit a sheet of latex.
It kind of like is the same feeling as a latex glove.
Yeah.
But a little bit thicker.
Ooh, stretchy.
Yeah, it's stretchy. It's purple. It smells like a condom.
Okay. Delicious. Nothing else? Appetizing. Just a condom?
Hold on. Okay, tasting it. First impressions.
Yeah.
Kind of wishing the flavor was a bit more potent.
Interesting.
Honestly, the look is like a fruit roll-up, so I'm hoping it tastes like that, but I know it don't. Okay.
Sorry?
I think it's because there's not a lot of lubricant on it, so they can't really flavor the plastic.
There's no lube on
this. So that's probably why it's not as flavored.
Nothing.
Yeah, that's why it doesn't taste like anything.
Sorry that if you touch my spit.
I did. It's okay. Yeah. I really grabbed for it.
Yeah, no, I think that's probably why they can't flavor it very well, because it's literally plastic, and it's hard to flavor
plastic. Yeah, this one's not good. I don't support this
one. So, grape-flavored dental dam. Gonna get a negative review.
Yeah. Do we have a point system or anything? What are we doing here?
We're just saying if they're good or not. We're
failed
just
the test.
Telling people if they're good or not. Slim, what do you have?
Oh. Just a toy I'm playing with right now. It's a one condom flavor island punch.
Ooh, it smells very strongly.
It smells like a lot. It is turquoise.
Yeah.
Would you call this turquoise?
I would call that maybe more like a teal.
Yeah.
I don't mind these condoms. They're, in my experience, they're not bad. They'll do the job.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. That's something that they did.
Yeah.
What is that? It's like if you drank a Hawaiian punch and then reused the container with water, that's what it tastes like.
Oh.
Like after it was gone.
Oh. Okay,
so kind
sure.
of subtle.
Faint.
A whisper
of, I love what is that. It, island punch?
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's like how the LaCroix smell. Doesn't taste like fruit. It tastes like fruit was nearby when they made the water.
That's exactly what it is.
Interesting.
It smells really good, though.
It does. It smells really nice.
I can smell it from here.
Yeah.
I have
it does smell good.
Trojan Tutti Frutti one. It smells very nice.
It's very blue.
It's very blue. It smells Tutti Frutti. That's really the right like name. Doesn't taste like anything.
Okay.
Nothing?
It tastes like nothing.
Just can I have a lick?
Bring it. Yeah. It's literally a smell. There's nothing to this.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think that it smells so powerful that it's supposed to, like, probably
overpower
make
your
you think you're
olfactory
tasting it.
Senses.
Right.
Because that's rubber.
Yeah,
that's
no, it tastes like rubber. Is. There's nothing to that.
Okay, I just opened a Trojan, what are they calling it? Luscious Flavors Banana. And I opened it, and the smell is...
They all smell really strong.
It's like... Penicillin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but also...
Because it's banana. That good, like, good amoxicillin smell.
Yeah. But there's something else, too, not nice in there.
Okay.
Right.
Sure.
It's like penicillin and armpit is what it smells
interesting.
Like.
Okay.
Not a sexy smell.
No.
For me, personally.
She's luby, as a condom should be.
Yes, we do appreciate the lube on the condom.
And faint, very faint flavor.
There is some to it, though.
Again, I would say, like, it needs more. That's my argument thus far.
May I have a lick?
Yeah, I'm going to give you the whole thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, I kind of want more flavor from my flavored objects.
I mean, if you're going to call it flavored, yeah.
Were you licking the right side?
Oh, was I not? No, I was licking that side too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it might be in the wrinkles of it. Like.
Oh, ew.
Interesting.
But I think the taste is like gathering where it like
okay.
Yeah.
Touched each other.
Why is it like strong for you?
I got a strong.
Oh, you're right. Right? Oh. There's like little like spots where there's a lot of it,
flavor.
Give me another
and you
lick.
Can taste it. There's a spot if you can like find a spot where there's a lot built up,
like the lube.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where it's like extra wet, you can taste it. No, yeah, you're right. I don't know if it's a little banana-y. It's mostly sweet.
Oh my gosh.
I went in. Okay. Yeah, there's something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe not great. Not, maybe my body is not privy to this flavor.
Yeah, could be.
Okay, I am trying some wet fun. Lube in the flavor Watermelon Blast.
Ooh.
All right.
Strong reaction.
Yeah, if you strong. Could see her face.
Mama, no.
What is it?
Ooh, girl.
Nothingness or?
Oh, I wish it was nothingness.
I wish it
was. Oh, my God.
It's just, like, so strong. See, that's the opposite of the banana. That's so strong.
Oh, give it here.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, what is the flavor?
It is genuinely cough syrup. But worse.
It smells
it's like
good.
It's like they tried to do watermelon, but did it times three.
Oh, I'm and scared. It's just I'm going to like it. I really
it's
like the
smell. Very intense.
Okay, I'm going in.
I feel like if it was dispersed with another lubricant, maybe it would taste okay.
If they got a bit of a whisper in there.
Yeah, but it's not a whisper at all. It is
punch you in the
shout.
Face.
Oh, I'm making a bit of a mess. Ooh, it's a very thick one. That's for sure.
Yes.
Oh, it's stuck in my throat. Oh, no.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Oh, I like it.
You like it? It's just so sweet.
Yeah, I think I just like it because it's so sugary.
Girl, you're looking for like a candy syrup, I think.
Yeah, I am.
What you want is a Starbucks syrup bottle that you can pour about.
I don't want a flavored lube. I just want actual candy.
Make your own syrup.
Yeah.
I have the Sweet Licks 5-pack. They're all cupcake flavored. I have the red velvet one.
Okay, yeah.
But
those
is
are
it lube.
Yeah, they're like not lube.
They're not lube. They're just like a flavored something
food.
You can use to like. Put on your partner and make them taste not like a person.
Yeah.
It smells a little bit like a cupcake, actually. It doesn't taste like a cupcake. It's just sweet.
At that point, I would rather put a cupcake on my partner because then I know
fun.
What's in it.
Yeah.
I don't know what's in that.
True. Are there ingredients even listed?
Mm.
Yeah.
There's glycerin, flavor, sucralose, water, and dye.
See, but you can.
Oh, there's literal caramel in this one.
What? No.
And a lot of dye.
Oh
it's
my god,
fine.
This
well, caramel's
one has
just crystallized sugar.
Yeah.
But that's just crystallized sugar.
Yeah,
so
but
they
you
can
cannot put that inside you.
No, obviously not.
Oh yeah, should we say
none
that,
of these.
Yeah, you shouldn't. It's
yeah,
not advisable.
What we discovered in our research is that like you fully should not be putting anything
flavored
because most of it has sugar in it or glycerin. Like it shouldn't go in the body.
No, it's for external use only. If you're gonna like. If you're gonna experience what is it called penetrative play, pick it like get a new condom.
Yeah, you should have labels.
You should have
things.
Yeah, label things flavored, not flavored. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and the flavored stuff is not good for internal use. A lot of stuff actually even says on it that it's like
yeah, it like
for novelty or
what
cosmetic
is it called? Denigrates
the quality of the latex.
Yeah,
100%.
And also, a lot of the condoms they give out for free are flavored, so you got to be careful. As to what your
that's
partner is
true.
Just
that's
sort of
very
using.
True.
I didn't even think of that.
I have because I've encountered that. So
interesting. Yeah. I grabbed a mint chocolate one condom. It smells really good.
Good.
A mint. We love a mint.
Honestly, I feel like it's the only flavor that I would want.
Right. Big facts. Yeah.
Not very minty.
No. Chocolatey?
The tongue action. I really can't.
I don't
see it through the condom.
I don't know what it is. To be honest, I tried both sides and I can't find anything. So it's like, I don't know.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful shade of green.
It is. It's a beautiful, like, almost emerald green.
Celine, walk us through what's happening.
Right. It's literally like licking the wrapper of a mint that you get for free.
Yes.
Okay.
Like the barest taste of mint.
Yeah, it smells delicious.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like, you can tell it's not fully mint because it's not a very strong smell.
I'm going to go for this side of it and just see if there's any.
I tried both sides and I couldn't find anything. So.
She was looking.
You never know. Listen, I was investigative journaling. I wanted to know what the deal is.
I'm scared of this brand.
Yeah, I'm getting nothing from this one.
Yeah, there really wasn't much. It smells great. I like the smell a lot.
The color is cute also. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just opened up a... This one is from... The brand is called Tame the Beast Nut Butter. And...
What?
Okay. Which, she did that.
Yeah, great. Okay. Great. Sell it. And it's called Bourbon Manuka Honey. So
that sounds like a drink.
Yeah, it sounds fancy.
Okay.
Smelling it. Smells like a plant.
Okay.
The marketing, though, I'm living.
Yeah.
The bourbon.
No, take a whiff before I go in there. Is it a cologne? It's like, I don't know. It smells like a tree.
Also, this is the one that was marketed as, okay.
Yeah. As moisturizer.
Moisturizer, right.
As like moisturizer plus kind of thing. Okay, let me go in here and get a little taste.
When you can't call yourself a lube.
Because you're probably not one.
Also, in our research, we found there's not a lot of like stipulations on how they control lube and how it's made and what's in it. So... Be aware of that. Read your ingredients.
Okay, it's not bad.
No?
I'm going to say best one so far.
Interesting.
Going in for another taste.
Very unique.
Okay. It's a very complex flavor.
I don't know that I'm getting bourbon, but I am getting like some kind of like woodsy type situation. Here, I'll pass it around if you want. I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I would be okay with that. But again, you'd have to fully wash yourself if you're going for... Oh, you don't like it.
Okay.
That's like nice, sweet, not like... Yeah, the watermelon was like, it hurt your teeth. Mm-hmm. It was so sweet. This is like sweet, but nice. But it's, I don't taste anything.
It's oatmeal-y.
Interesting. Oh, that's I love oatmeal.
Me too. Just that's not necessarily what I would go for. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I would.
Okay.
Get me in the morning.
Love that.
Amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so we have a wet fun lube once again, and this is Pop and Cherry. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Sure.
Can I say that on the radio?
I'm sure it's fine.
I think it's fine. What is going on?
The face that you're making.
I'm horrified.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
All right. What's the brand of this one?
The same one. Wet fun.
Okay. Wet fun, you're not really doing it. Oh, it does not smell good.
No? What does it smell like?
I'm stressed.
Like problems. Like,
I'm stressed.
Like problems.
It smells... It smells so bad. It smells like... I'm honestly, it smells like children in the worst way. Like, it's so candy-like.
Right. Oh, like fake
when,
flavor?
When their hands are all sticky and stuff.
It's also so messy. Oh no. This is the runniest
Yeah, the
one.
Consistency oh, no. really? Is a mess.
Ooh, it's popping.
My tongue hurts.
Oh, it's not good.
That ain't it.
That's so bad. It's not cherry either, liar.
It's fake cherry. That's what it tastes like.
Megan, you're really taking that like a champ.
It's not good.
Do you find it's warm in your mouth?
Yeah,
it's a little warming as well.
Oh, I don't like that.
Everything is warming.
Stop it.
Truly stop it.
Can I, okay, to the industry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From me personally, I don't know if the rest of the world feels this way, but... Warming to me just feels like burning. Please stop putting it in stuff.
And concerning. I think it's a lot of companies put capsaicin in things, which is the stuff in hot peppers that makes you burn.
So I'm putting peppers on my crotch.
Yeah, which is like terrible. So like, don't do it. Cooling is much more fun. I have a strawberry flavored Trojan from that Tutti Frutti pack.
Oh, that looks so cute.
It's a really fun color.
Yeah, it's like a magenta, fuchsia even.
Sure. It smells strawberry.
Okay.
She looks strawberry.
Yeah.
I don't taste much of anything.
No, that's so lame.
The subtlety.
I mean, I like that they smell, but I wish they would call them scented, not flavored.
Oh, like that lube that's aroma?
Yeah, we got lavender. We have one lube here that we thought was a flavor, but it's actually just an aroma. Scent. So it's useless to everyone right now.
Like an Airwick, if you will.
Yeah. But to be honest, all of the other ones just smell, don't taste. So it really just is one of the gang.
I just cracked open a one bubblegum flavor, which I want to be great, but I'm smelling it and I don't think it will be.
Oh, no. What does it smell like?
Kind of like, I'm going to be honest, it smells like poop.
Okay.
Really? It's unfortunate.
Like, it's not good at all in the slightest. Cute color, though. It's, like, a really cute purple tint.
I like that.
Even. Like, it's so clear still. So, good job on that one.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
She's good?
I would say it's accurate.
Okay. I'll take accurate.
Honestly, that is an improvement from what I've been tasting.
Over just not good.
Yeah. Straight up not good.
Straight up bad.
Don't know if I would commit to this flavor for like
an encounter?
Yeah, an encounter.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
It just is like not the... It's accurate, but I don't think I want it
involved
right. for like a length of time.
You haven't invited her to the party.
Yeah, definitely not bubblegum.
My finger is kind of itchy from putting on.
Yeah, we're going to have to wash our hands intensely.
My one index finger is just covered.
Right. So I have a one condom that's banana split flavored.
Okay. Oh.
She's yellow.
Of course.
She tastes like absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Sad. Does she smell at least?
Yeah, she smells like banana.
Okay,
banana
definitely. Popsicles. These are like, I think they're mostly lying and trying to like mask, like do that thing where they're tricking your nose into making your mouth taste things. Does that make sense?
Yeah, which is supposed to like kind of work. That's kind of how your scents work, but like it should still be flavored somewhat.
That makes me upset.
Because it just doesn't happen. But no, okay, so like basically, if you're worried about taste, this isn't going to help. It will like make it smell better.
This fully won't help you.
It'll just taste like latex, which is fine, but it smells very fun. And if you want to like experiment with scent, go ahead. But I would say if you're going to like try with taste, this already has sugar in it. Just get the actual food.
Yeah, real.
Like play with a banana, get a cupcake.
Which one of these sweet lick things did you have?
I had the this one, the red velvet one.
Okay.
Are you going to try the one with the actual caramel?
Which one is
that? Yeah, the angel food cupcake. Has actual caramel in it. So I am gonna try
it. Which is just like cooked sugar. So
they're all so runny.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
I think it's like pretty much all water based. A couple things were
maybe put a sheet down.
Definitely. Oh my gosh. Yeah. If you're gonna bring in actual food into the bedroom, designate a sheet or a towel.
Yeah. I didn't get any warming from what I tasted either, but I didn't use very much. Yeah.
This was straight up good.
Nice.
Yeah, it's got a bit of an aftertaste, but it's like, I would be okay with that.
Okay.
All the tastes in my mouth right now.
Do you need some water?
Yeah, I have some.
Do you want some lemon water? Cleanse the palate.
Again, very sweet. But like,
yeah, but it's fine, not, but that's it's not
cake,
bad.
So that's fine.
Ooh, there's red velvet cake too.
That's the one I tried. It wasn't bad. It was just like, I think it's like, you know when a red velvet cake has too much vinegar?
What's that, Celine?
That's what it was.
It tastes good. After, but the first initial chemical is not a good, it's not a moment.
It's the glycerin. Yeah. It hits you right in the tongue. Oof. And you're like, ow, this
and
hurts.
It's like tingly.
Yeah.
Okay, I have one more and then we're going to go to just regular lube for a comparison.
Right.
Sure.
This is lemon chiffon cupcake.
Ooh.
I love citrus, so
I do love lemon and it's a very strong taste, so you would hope they'd be able to get it in there.
What? No.
Okay. Oh. Good to know. Thank you.
Don't know. Not too sure. That's not lemon. I don't know what that recommend. Is. Yeah. That's. Dive in if you want to, but no.
Ooh. Great. Excellent.
She dived
in. She squirted out a lot. That's
perfect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She really did.
That's so much.
Yeah. Making a mess. Yuck. Yuck.
Yeah.
Not worth the mess.
No. Okay. Here I am. We have the one brand. This is the Deluxe Personal Lubricant. It's just called Lux. And taking a little tiny bit here on my finger. Oh, is it not even open? Oh.
Oh, you just... Oh, no.
It has a seal.
I'm sorry. I opened everything else. We've never done a taste test on air. We didn't know.
Whoa. Imagine... Okay, wait. Imagine you're in an encounter and you encounter this seal right now.
Wow. Mood killer.
You have too many moments to think things through.
Yeah, this is too much time to be thinking about where else you could be.
The errands you have to do.
Yeah.
The emails you haven't answered.
We'll just never know.
Yeah, we're not gonna.
What an option.
I mean, we know what latex, tastes like, so it's fine.
A bit of a block.
Sadness.
True.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to everyone because I can't open this thing.
We'll tell you about it next week.
We're not having sex now. So. Now I just have paper in my mouth.
Yeah.
So sorry about it.
Okay, so what we've learned.
Yeah, what we've learned.
To summarize, open your lube beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And,
come prepared.
Literally come
prepared. These are a scam. Don't use them.
And this food stuff is, a huge scam and does not taste good. Yeah. And I do not recommend it.
Email us at havingsexwith@gmail.ca. hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Having Sex Show. If you have a, if you've got like a flavored lube that you really like, yes, or you think is great, tell us about it because we want to know. We just didn't try every one because we couldn't physically do that. So let us know.
These ones are horrible. Yeah. Well, see ya around. Bye.
Bye.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes.